the game ends, the conversations begin. Make contact at Scott S. On Air on Twitter. You are in overtime with Scott Seidenberg.
Well, the Patriots had a chance to not just clinch another AFC East title, which they're going to. It's going to be their ninth straight AFC East title eventually, most likely next week. But they had an opportunity here to keep pace with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who they will play next week. But down in Miami, it was all Dolphins. A 27-20 victory on Monday Night Football. It's welcome in from BostonSportsJournal.com, our friend Christopher Price covering the Patriots. And Chris, what was the most surprising aspect of this loss to you tonight? Was it the fact that the Pats were unable to convert a third down, or was it Tom Brady's inability to seemingly hit open guys? What was the most surprising part of this loss?
The fact that they went 0-for-11 on third down. You knew that the margin for error without Rob Gronkowski was going to be relatively narrow. But the fact that they were not able to convert a single third down attempt on the evening, that was really the biggest surprise for me. Because you still have guys on that offense, whether it's Deion Lewis, Rex Burkhead, Chris Hogan coming back, Danny Amendola, who's been so consistently good on third down for such a long time for this team. For them to go 0-for-11 on third down, first time the Patriots franchise, first time in franchise history, at least since 1981, they've gone 0-for-11 on third down. So,
wow.
So that really, for me, I mean, you knew that they were going to, struggle at times, but for them to go 0-for-11 was a real surprise.
Was it something on offense, or was it what Miami was doing defensively? Because you look at the times that Brady got hit tonight, he was sacked twice, hit five times, and he never really looked comfortable in the pocket.
Yeah, there were a couple things at play there. First, I think that Cooks had some problems separating from Howard over the course of the evening. The other thing, too, and look, this needs to be said, the Patriots were on their third string right tackle, and you go back and you flip on that film. Cameron Fleming really got decimated, off the edge. He was not able to do much in terms of providing protection for Brady on on that edge. The Patriots tried to get Dwayne Allen out there and put him in his hip pocket for as many snaps as possible, to get a chip on him before he went out of route, or just to double team him, and they tried to get some two back sets to try and give Brady a little bit more protection, but nothing helped really. And I think, look, if you're a Patriots fan, you can take from this that, Gronkowski's coming back. He's walking back into the building tomorrow. Marcus Cannon, the starting right tackle, will be back sooner rather than later because, he's been dogged the last couple of weeks because of an ankle injury. But yeah, that was the thing that you're looking at, when you match up the New England offense against the Miami defense. And really, in the end, those two things were a sizable reason why the Patriots came up short tonight.
On the other side, Chris, the Pats defense has been performing at such an exceptional level over the past several weeks, not allowing opponents to score over 20 points. I think it was, eight straight games, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How much did they miss Trey Flowers tonight? Last week when you play the Bills, I think you can do without your top pass rusher. But when you look at what Jay Cutler was able to do, 263 yards, three touchdowns, did they miss their leading sack guy tonight?
Yeah, the other thing, too, is Miami mixed it up really well. The secret to beating the Patriots is to hang in against them and for whatever reason, whether it's, luck, turnovers, whatever the case may be, keep it close. And then if you're a team that can run the ball at all, you have a chance. And we saw that tonight with Kenyon Drake. He played a sizable role, as we wrote over at BostonSportsJournal.com before the game. If Miami was going to hang in this thing, he was going to play a big role in doing it. Miami was able to play with a lead. They were able to move the ball consistently, and that is a recipe, to beat the Patriots, to kind of slow the game down a little bit, keep it close or play with a lead if you're fortunate enough to be able to play with a lead, and then move the ball on the ground. And Drake did a really good job of that tonight. The other thing, too, is this was a Patriots team that had not trailed since an October game, I believe it was October 29th,
wow,
that game against the Chargers. And so the Patriots on the road, having to play from behind, I think they struggled a little bit in that regard, in addition to the guys being out. So, that kind of all went into it. But, yeah, I do agree with you. No Trey Flowers. You start from there and you kind of expand out, and that is not a good position to be in if you're the Patriots.
Christopher Price from BostonSportsJournal.com joining me, Scott Seidenberg. It's overtime here on NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com. I know you never want to say, Chris, that, well, this loss doesn't matter, because every loss and every win counts in an NFL season. But the fact that they play the Steelers this coming weekend, where a win would give them the number one seed in the AFC for now, because even though they'd have the same record, they would hold the head-to-head tiebreaker over Pittsburgh. Do you kind of just wash this one under the rug?
Yeah, it's a bit of an outlier for the reasons that we talked about, because you didn't have Gronkowski, you didn't have Marcus Cannon. You know, you're on the road playing the same team twice in 3 weeks, and it's always, you know, tough to sweep a team in a division, you know, especially more so that, you know, you're such a quick turnaround time. So you can't explain this one away, and, you know, you feel better about where you are if you have Gronkowski, if you have Cannon, you know, going into that game. So, yeah, I think that, you know, matchup also figures into this as well. When you take a look at how the Patriots match up with the Dolphins, especially down there, and you have to play from behind, and you're going up against Sue and Wake, and, you know, the difficulties that front seven, you know, projects, they match up very well against the Patriots. Historically, New England dominates Pittsburgh. Tom Brady dominates Pittsburgh. So, you know, the goal here is, if you're the Patriots and if you're a Patriots fan, you can afford to move on relatively quickly, because you have a much more favorable matchup going into next week's game at Heinz Field.
Well, how do you deal with this matchup next week? Because it's been the killer bees all season for Pittsburgh, but it's not just Bell and Big Ben and Brown. It's Bryant now. And it's Boswell, their kicker, who has won them 3 games in a row, Chris.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this is the one thing, not the one thing, but I think the thing that comes to mind right off the top is the fact that Brady has done so well against those Pittsburgh defenses, because those Pittsburgh defenses, and they're going to say the same thing all this week. The Steelers do what they do, and the Steelers are talented enough to be able to roll over 75 to 85% of the teams out there. But, you know, Brady has been able to figure them out. He uses that hyper-aggressive approach against them. There's lots of play fakes. There's lots of misdirections. There's some reverses, jet sweeps, that kind of thing. I would expect the Patriots to utilize an awful lot of those going forward next Sunday at Heinz Field in an attempt to seize control of the AFC.
Well, look, Chris, I'll be honest. And again, we all wish the best for Ryan Shazier. That was a terrible injury, and we hope he has a recovery and he's able to live a normal, healthy life. But without him, that defense is not the same. And Joe Flacco went into Heinz Field last week and put up 38 points on the Pittsburgh Steelers. If Joe Flacco, Mike Wallace, Buck Allen, and whoever else was doing that for them, I got to believe that Brady, Gronk, Lewis, Burkhead, all these guys can accomplish that.
Yeah, exactly. I think really this is going to come down to, and I'm looking forward here, but I think really in a lot of ways this game is going to come down to, you know, who's going to be able to outscore the other. You know, a couple of years ago up here, the Patriots ended up winning a 55-31 game against Pittsburgh. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be like that, but, you know, regardless of where the over is, I take it going into this one. Because, you know, these are two really good offenses, and we should see more than our share of fireworks next Sunday at Heinz Field.
Well, like I said, you hate to just brush away a loss, because they do have to look at the film and try to adjust from what happened here down in Miami, but the season really is all about next week and looking forward to the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they're going to go into Heinz Field and come away with the victory. We are all going to be looking forward to that matchup, Chris. I appreciate the time and the insight as always.
Take care, my friend. We'll talk soon.
He is Christopher Price. Once again, check out bostonsportsjournal.com for all your Patriots needs there from Chris on Twitter at CPriceNFL. 855-323-4NBC. It's 855-323-4622. You can hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Who would be your favorite to win the AFC right now? Is it still the New England Patriots, or would you pick the Pittsburgh Steelers? Can't wait till that matchup next weekend. 855-323-4NBC. You're in overtime here on NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com.